Welcome to the Black Mantle with your host Skylar as we discuss information technology, also known as IT. What could you do with $100 million? I can think of many things myself, but someone out there will be fortunate enough to come up with this scientific discovery to solve the carbon footprint request to win the prize that Elon Musk is offering. Technology paired with this request will grow someone's business for sure. Now, looking at how this carbon capture works, there's a few things that you most definitely have to understand. Now, initially, before Elon Musk put this out, I didn't too much look at this. But once he put the information out there for the reward of what he's looking for somebody to come up with the technology in order to solve this problem, I started to read and look into it a little bit deeper. Now, on face value, looking at the number of sites that we have across the U.S., there are over 5 states with facilities, including 1 in North Dakota, 4 in Texas, 1 in Wyoming, 1 in Kansas, 1 in Illinois as well, for the total of 10 sites. Now, looking and explaining how carbon capture works, there's a lot of scientific terminology that's out there with it, and of course, many sites that you can go and Google yourself to learn more. But just for the sake of the episode, I want to just kind of just put a light, brief overview on what I've looked at so far. According to the RFF.org, it talks about the carbon capture technology, or CO2, and what it talks about is the post-combustion carbon capture, then it talks about the pre-combustion carbon capture, and then as well as the oxy-fuel combustion systems. And from the looks at this type of technology that they're looking for should involve in gasifying the fuel and separating out the CO2. So pretty much that once the CO2 is captured, according to what this website is talking about, it basically compresses that into a fluid. And then from that fluid, it is transported to an appropriate storage site, which could be one of those, is what I was just talking about in the beginning there. Now, usually that's, as we know with gas, it's transported, of course, through pipeline and sometimes through ships as well, as well as other vehicles like trains and so forth. But that last and final step of that is that CO2 is injected deep underground into geological formations. So get a chance, take a look at the RFF.org and just Google search the carbon capture and storage 101, and you can read the scientific information right there because it looks pretty interesting on that note. Now, of course, many of us have a lot of questions that are circling around this challenge. And does that $100 million prize speed up the race to find a solution? And I hope that it does. It's going to be fun and exciting for somebody out there who has the scientific knowledge and the technology knowledge behind to put this together in order to solve the problem that he's talking about. Now, whoever has this and whatever business that they own, or if it's someone, a single person out there or a business out there that is in this market that does this, I really wish them the best of luck in order to get through this, in order to get that money that he put out there. So this is going to be very interesting to see. Not sure how long this process is going to take, but I do know for sure that it will definitely help the earth. And that's what we all want. We want it to be beneficial, not only to that person, but also the end result to be beneficial to people globally. Now, as far as how long it will take to complete this task, I am not sure. I am not that much into how the people are going to do this. It's just the fact that once I saw that come out, because I know Elon Musk is always putting things out there and doing things differently than what most people would traditionally do, and kind of get the ball rolling and just put something out there just for people to get excited about. And I think that some company out there that is in this industry is going to be really focused on that, because $100 million may not be a lot to someone who is worth billions, but it is worth a lot to a company or some business out there in order to put jobs back into the neighborhoods in order for people to continue to live. So $100 million, people, that is a lot of money, and that's going to change some business drastically. The evolution of technology and our experience has allowed us to look into the future, to envision our path, and learn anything we want by self-research online to live out our wildest dream. The solutions lies in someone's hands, whom in turn will be going straight to the bank.